From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Zimbabwe's military said Wednesday it has seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. The African nation hovers in a state of uncertainty after the army moved on the capital. After nearly four decades in office, President Mugabe appears to have finally gone too far in firing his vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and positioning his wife, Grace, to succeed him. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
After tanks were seen rumbling through Harare on Tuesday, soldiers took over state TV in the wee hours of Wednesday. An army spokesman, Major General Esbi Moyo, delivered this stunning statement.
Comrade R.I.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him.
But the drama may be just beginning. Zimbabwe's ruling party said on social media that Mnangagwa will return and take the helm, as they say the constitution provides. For years, Mugabe is right was the rallying cry of Zimbabwe's powerful elite. Those who questioned the powerful leader were vilified or punished. But now, with Zimbabwe's strongmen suddenly silent, the questions are mounting. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
President Donald Trump is back at the White House following his 12-day five-nation trip through Asia, and he's expressing pride in what was accomplished.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair, we're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
President Trump, this is VOA News.